Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We are 2 weeks away from the actual election day. I mean, think about that. 2 weeks from today, we've got our actual election. Now, I understand there are plenty of folks who have voted early. There are folks who have submitted absentee ballots. There are a variety of ways at this point to participate in this electoral process. But for those of us who actually like to go on election day, and I'm looking forward to it, you know, my oldest guy would say, well, we should all vote early. It's easier that way. And I said, well, no, I want to experience, as I have so many times, the process of walking into a polling place. I used to look forward. It sounds crazy. I used to look forward to presenting my ID. I think that's important. Now, of course, we're told, well, it's a big deal. And I don't know which way this goes, but I do know that if you like the United States of America and you're not looking to transform this nation into the United Socialist States of America, I don't think you have any choice. I think you do what many of us are going to do, vote for President Donald Trump's reelection. Now, some people, such as myself, I will happily vote for it and move on. I think my wife is still complaining, still not happy about some of the tweets, some of the comments, some of his personal sort of traits. But I think she also knows what's best for this country, what's best for her family, is to reelect him. One of the things that President Trump and his team have done during the last 4 years is to make sure that illegal immigration is kept at bay. And they have to fight not only the battle of those who are trying to enter the nation illegally, not only those who are smuggling people in to the United States, but they also have to deal with the news media, which lumps everyone together, legal immigrants and illegal immigrants. And it is so unbelievably unfair. Now, there is an organization called Patriotic Legal Immigrants USA, and I'm happy to say that the president of that organization, Yukong Zhao, is joining us. Yukong, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Can you share a little bit with my listeners why you feel it's important for those who are legal immigrants to stand up and be counted, if you will?
Yes, it's very important. Legal immigrants like me, like many others, we lived through like a socialist, authoritarian regime. We love this country. We come here legally. So we want to really defend America's founding principle. That's a huge difference.
So, Yukong, tell me a little bit, before we talk about coming to the United States legally, before we talk about your passion and your devotion to this cause, let's talk about where you were born and where you were raised and what you saw there.
I was born in Kunming, China. You know, when I was 5 years old, China dictator Chairman Mao launched the Cultural Revolution. My father was politically persecuted. He endured the torture, forced labor, and lost freedom 5 years. So from my personal experience, I know how bad socialism is. So I know how good America is. So that's my background.
So when you think back to Chairman Mao, you think back to the Cultural Revolution, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I have to think you are seeing similarities between that and what we're seeing in the United States right now.
Absolutely. I actually wrote an article in Daily Caller to compare what is happening to here, to America, to what happened to China 50 years ago. Like, for example, the censorship, right? In China, they use class struggle, right? Not democratic. The radicals use the racial struggle, right? Mm-hmm. To divide this country, right? They top down our statues, like Red Guard, they did to China. They also top down our temples. They rewrote the Chinese history, just like some people try to rewrite American history. So I think they are doing the very similar damage, just like Red Guard did to China 50 years ago.
So, Yukong, I look at this and I want to get your feedback. But as I listen to you, I'm thinking, okay, I'm old enough to remember looking at photos as an example, whether they came from communist China or they came from the Soviet Union. One year, you know, they'd have this massive parade, this big display of military equipment, and there would be, I don't know, people number 1 through 6 on the big reviewing stand. And then as the years went on, people were erased. I mean, their entire life was erased. History was rewritten. And by God, that is exactly what we're seeing here right now.
That's exactly, you know, over there, they try to say, you know, socialism will take care, you know, the poor, the working class. But yeah. Socialism actually not only destroys the rich, also destroys the poor. When I was young in China, everything was rationed. China was extremely poor, and every urban citizen only get £1 or £2 meat for the whole month. So that's the reason we want to form this organization, really defend America's founding principle, like freedom of speech, like a free market system, a rule of law. You know, this kind of a funding principle to us is so precious.
Wow. Yukong Zhao is joining us. He is the president of Patriotic Legal Immigrants USA. Yukong, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the coronavirus matter. And we've been told now that the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party, as an example, they reached out to the World Health Organization and said, well, don't refer to it as the Chinese coronavirus because that makes us look bad. Let's come up with a new name. But we're also told, oh, my God, we can believe all the information they're sharing with us. You wanna grab a piece of that and maybe offer a little insight?
Yeah, I guess, you know, the Chinese Communist Party needed to be blamed. They cover up for 3 weeks, right? So that's something to be blamed. But in terms of use the word, I prefer called the CCP virus because the Chinese has two meanings. One is of China, another is of Chinese people, right? So I don't, you know, suggest we use that word, Chinese virus, but I prefer to use the CCP virus.
Okay. Fair enough. That's a very, very interesting take on that. Now, I want you to tell us a little bit. I don't think you'll mind. Tell us a little bit about Patriotic Legal Immigrants USA, what your group is about and what you're trying to do and how we can help. Yeah. That's the most important part.
Yes. This organization is formed by a number of legal immigrants like me who grew up in different countries who really appreciate the America's founding principle. So we have two missions. The first, in near term, we'll try to help re-elect President Trump, because we worry about Biden and Harris presidency will destroy America's founding principle. But in the longer term, we're going to do education to tell college kids, tell younger generation Americans how bad the socialism is, how precious freedom of speech, how precious the free market system is. So we will try to do more education endeavor. So, you know, if you know your audience can support us, you can visit our website, do a donation there. Also, I encourage other legal immigrants also join our organization.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the website there, Yukong?
It's PLIUSA.org.
Okay.
Patriotic Legal Immigrants USA. So it's PLIUSA.org.
Yukong Zhao, I appreciate you taking time for us, and I appreciate your passion for this issue, your concern about this, and your honesty about the real threats to America that we're seeing today. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That is Yukong Zhao. He is the president of Patriotic Legal Immigrants USA, PLIUSA.org. PLIUSA.org. Isn't he somebody we need to listen to? I think he is. I really do. I think that Yukong Zhao and other legal immigrants, folks who have escaped socialism, folks who have escaped communism, these are the people we must listen to. They are warning us. They're warning you. They're warning me. They're warning all of us. My God, we don't want this in the United States. We don't want to go the way of any socialist nation. We do not want the United States of America turned into Venezuela, for goodness sakes. Are there issues? Are there challenges? Are there problems? Heck yeah. Look, anytime you have more than one person living somewhere, you've got discussions, right? And frankly, even if you're living alone, you probably get into debates and discussions. Oh, I don't know if I want to put that there. Right now, think about this on this macro scale, 300 million people. Of course there are things that need to be addressed. Of course there are things we all would like to do better. But to destroy this nation? To take America and just cut it down and eliminate it? Because that's what the election of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden will do. Joe Biden, I guarantee you, will get richer. Hunter Biden will get richer. All of the members of the Biden family will get richer. You won't. Your taxes are going to go up. Your kids are not going to have opportunities. And Kamala Harris will set about instituting some of the most extreme, most radical agenda items we've ever seen in the United States of America. So you've got a choice. You can vote for the United States of America, or you can vote for the United Socialist States of America. The choice is yours. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.